So this gives us the concept, a definition of organization that is consistent with a UCAP world based on relationships. Here it is. An organization is that emergent entity that results from two or more individuals, or two or more organization, or combinations of both, that share multiple valences at particular strengths with particular pervasiveness among its component elements. Now, what this simply means is that when you have people coming together, they come together not primarily for a particular function, not primarily within the bounds of a payroll or the walls of a building, but they come together because of the relationships that they form with other individuals or with other smaller organizations to build up into bigger organizations. Organizations can come together, again, joined not by function objective targets, but rather through the exchange through these various relationships. Now, I said it's contingent, it's emergent, which means there are no predefined or fixed boundaries. So you might ask, so how do we know who is in our organization at any point of time or in any context? In the general case, when we look at who is part of your organization, we can look at employees. You say with employees, there's an economic valence, exchange of labor for money. There is an identity valence, as I have described several times, that the employee identifies with the organization, and the organization also identifies with the employees. That's why we get star CEOs. That's why we have the announcements in newspapers of somebody taking an executive position. There's obviously a knowledge valence, an exchange of experience and expertise and intelligence and so on between the employee and the organization and between the organization and the employee. There's a reciprocal relationship there. Sociopsychological valence, how it feels to work for that organization, the emergence of organizational culture, as I mentioned before. And finally, there's an ecological valence that has to do with perhaps where the organization is physically located relative to where the employees live. Commute times, availability of public transport, housing, the amount of resources needed to heat or to cool buildings, all these sorts of ecological considerations. So that's with employees. Let's take a look at customers. With customers, again, there is clearly an economic valence, exchange of goods and services for money. There is an identity valence. People identify with the organizations with whom they do business. Ask a Macintosh owner. Even more telling, there is a difference in identity between somebody who drives a Hummer and somebody who drives a Prius. So we see there's a strong identity valence. So knowledge valence is very, very strong, where you have old-fashioned Peppers and Rogers form of relationship marketing, where you get all sorts of knowledge, drag all sorts of knowledge from your customers in order to turn around and sell them stuff. And then conversely, there's a reciprocation there, where in pharmaceutical marketing, you have companies that will give all sorts of advice to the consumers about their medical conditions, about compliance with medications, and all sorts of health information as well. Key part of the exchange, reciprocal exchange in knowledge valence. Sociopsychological valence as well, where again, how it feels to do business. And finally, an ecological valence, where many consumers have become very concerned about ecological considerations in packaging and transport and so forth. Now, if I line these up, if I take a look at the valence analysis on employees, the valence analysis on customers, we see that there is no substantive difference between the two. Which means that from a valence theory perspective, there is no difference between employees and customers. They are identical members of your organization. No difference. And if I was to do the same sort of analysis on your suppliers, again, we would find across all the five valences that there is no difference in the nature or effects of the relationships. Now, consider the reversal that's going on here. A moment ago, I mentioned that the public, these youth and so on, who are rehearsing the collaborative construction of identity, are collaboratively constructing the identity of your companies and your clients' companies as well. But if we look at it from the valence perspective, the idea of organization that's consistent with this way of being, this UCAP way of being, we see that they are actually members of your organization, and therefore they have every right and every responsibility to be collaboratively constructing your identity. It's their identity as well, because they are members of your organization. It just makes sense.